88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. K210 EO, Santa Paula. K210 CH, Ventura. K206 AA, Laguna Beach. K208 AM, Newport Beach. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Music from The Smile, Zero Sum. Oh, look who's here. Mr. Jason Friday, welcome aboard.
Hello, thank thy.
By the way, that's The Smile Band. That is Tom York and Johnny Greenwood's side project, which is holding up a Radiohead tour.
That's why this song's called Zero Sum. Guys, get it together. Let's get the Radioheads.
They did just post something yesterday, though. Tom York... I don't know if you saw this. Tom York somehow put Hail to the Thief to Shakespeare's Hamlet. And somehow that's going to be put together, and I think it's in the UK. You can actually go to it. Yeah, Manchester.
Wow.
You can go see Hamlet with the music of Hail to the Thief. It sounds very complicated.
That sounds
Why
amazing.
Why is Tom always so complicated?
Well, here's the thing. He's so complicated, and then he needs to be more complicated with the complexion that he created already.
The good news is Hail to the Thief, of course, is a Radiohead album, so he's getting in the Radiohead mindset.
That's right, yes.
And I have heard rumors that there will be a Radiohead tour 2025, and that is what keeps me alive every day.
Yes, I agree. We are all praying every day, every night, bowing to the Radiohead gods.
So this is Friday on a Friday. I am Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. We ease you into the weekend.
Yeah.
Here we are again. Father John Misty came out with another new song. He just keeps popping them out.
He is a popper.
He's going to be playing. So he's opening up for Casey Musgraves at the Kia Forum. But he's also announced it was listed as like a free show. You had to join a lottery. we are so fortunate as to be getting into. He's playing the Masonic Lodge on Wednesday before the Casey Musgrave shows.
Oh, my God. I totally thought it, I didn't know it was the Masonic Lodge. I thought it was the Lodge Room.
No, Masonic Lodge at Hollywood Forever.
It's one of them lodges.
Yes, where all the dead people are. Anyway, so this song is so epic. Now, I had this brainstorm. What if we play this new Father John Misty, Screamland, into Mondo Cosmo's Killing Floor? Will the radio implode? This is going to be the best piece of radio you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Let's just get into it. It's new music from Father John Misty, Screamland. It's on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
The Optimist. Swears hope dies last, and shoots the lamplight clean from the brake man's hand. It's always the darkest right before the end. Say that no one here really believes, in the future, imperfection, that things aren't what they seem, like a sucker with a scratcher, like a glove with a dream. Stabbing at the ashtray like it might give up the truth, like it might finally confess who else you're nearly faithful to. And drove by the light of the moon, 4 hours to the desert from the drawing room. This year's wine tasted suspicious, but just enough like love. God must be with the outcast, 'cause when I call, you come. At this late hour, won't have to beg mercy for defeat. Just drop your hands the way love taught you, ash white and voodoo, deathless as a weed. Since I like to keep you, I'm starting to feel like, how long can you love someone for the weakness they conceal? Love must find a way. After every desperate measure, just a miracle take. Love must find a way. Love must find a way.
Said sometimes the edges will not meet up. Something in their eyes when they walk away. Something in their eyes now in you.
Everybody knows.
like we should end the show because our work is done here. That was amazing. Father John Misty, Screamland, into Killing Floor, Mondo Cosmo off the new record, It's Principle. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday for a program we call Friday on a Friday.
Indeed.
And I've got some new music here, so I love this. I don't know if Jet forwarded me an email from Matt Pond, but I guess the cellist in Matt Pond's band is also in this project called Bathroom Sig. From Minneapolis, this is the greatest bio ever. Bathtub Sig is the intimate depression pop project of Hillary James.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So a new EP just came out. I thought this song was pretty nice. It's called Marry Me. The band name is Bathroom Sig.
I'm sorry, that just hits a funny bone for me. Yo, let's go have a bathroom sig, bro.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Boyfriend's old farmhouse. I'll be in the fields with crickets singing in the frost. We'll jump around our legs as we're wading through the creek. Buzzing bees will fly around our hair. I'll turn to you. Marry me.
Marry me. I am thinking it's a sign that the freckles in our eyes are mirror images, and when we kiss, they're perfectly aligned. True, it may seem like a stretch, but it's thoughts like this that catch my troubled head when you're away and when I'm missing you to death. They will see us waving from such great heights. Come down now, they'll say. Looks perfect from far away. Come down now, but we'll stay. I tried my it's all on your machine, but the persistent beat, it sounded thin upon this enemy. And that, frankly, will not flood. You'll hear the shrillest highs and the lowest lows with the windows down, and this is guiding you.
This is Olivia Barton, and you're listening to the SoCal Sound.
Sometimes you text me your favorite lyrics of mine. The first thing that I do is smile. The second is check the time. 'Cause if it's late, then you've been drinking. If you've been drinking, you tell the truth. Now I don't get angry. I'll take what I can get from you. Ask me what you want to know. God, I'm such a hypocrite, writing this instead of picking up the phone. Recently told me that you've kept a diary. You found a gap from 96 to 2015. The year I was born to the year I left the house. If you could go back, what would you have written about? Start.
I could barely choke it out, asking if you want that too. You said, honey, I'd get on a plane right now if you asked me to.
Brand spanking new song from singer-songwriter Olivia Barton. We're big fans. A difficult song to write, I hear, that is called Dad's Song. We all have our own relationship with our fathers and mothers.
True
and
dad.
Many songs that could be written about it.
That's true.
Olivia Barton has a new record that's coming out. We're going to be seeing her. She's playing, is it Scribble or Scribbles, coming up on October 18th.
Nice. It's going to be fun. It's been a minute since we've seen... Oh, we saw at the Troubadour.
Yeah. And she came by for a SoCal sound session. We had her on our podcast, too. It was pretty fun.
That's right.
Okay, before Olivia Barton, we played the band Milk. They were doing a cover of Such Great Heights, Postal Service cover. We heard that song, that version of that song, in this movie called Uglies, which is okay, except the basis of the movie is that at a certain age, you're living wherever they were living in this world. At a certain age, you are allowed to get a surgery to make yourself beautiful. And some people don't want to do the surgery, so they go off and run off on their own. And I guess they're considered the uglies. But three or four of the main people in the uglies are models. Like, they look gorgeous. So I think whoever cast that show, the lead was fine. She's cute, but not like, oh, she's a supermodel. So you could see, oh, she could be hashtag prettier, I guess. But the other three or four, they're literally like runway models who are pretending to be ugly. And that makes me mad.
I know. I mean, I think that's why it's called ugly.
It's like a joke, right?
It kind of portrays a little bit.
I guess
bit
maybe
of,
that's the deeper thing.
Yeah, that is.
Is that they're considered ugly even though they're not.
That is what it
and
is.
And who is ugly?
Correct.
And who decides, as
who
Meg Rob would say. Okay, guys, so speaking of the Postal Service and also Death Cab for Cutie, Ben Gibbard playing our year-end bash.
Woo!
Coming up December 7th. You want to grab your tickets? Hill, right here, Hillary's got all the info.
As we close another year, the SoCal Sound is excited to present an evening of amazing music featuring Death Cab for Cutie and the Postal Service's Ben Gibbard, live in an intimate setting at the historic Alex Theater in Glendale.
I will possess your heart.
Including special guest, Rosa Lynn, bringing her unique sound to the stage. With other performers being announced soon, the SoCal Sound's year-end bash with Benjamin Gibbard and Rosa Lynn. See you at the Alex Theater in Glendale on December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at thesocalsound.org, thealex.com, and Ticketmaster.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases and reissues coming out this week. Serge Tankian is putting out Foundations. Why Don't You Smile Now? Lou Reed at Pickwick Records 1964-65 is coming out. The Fray will release The Fray Is Back. JD McPherson is putting out Night Owls. Billy Strings is set to drop Highway Prayers. And Soul Asylum will put out Slowly But Surely. For more music news and information you can use, listen to Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday from 6 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Support comes from the LA Phil, presenting Wynonna Judd on Friday, October 4th at Walt Disney Concert Hall. Both as a solo musician and as one half of the Judds, Wynonna has scored hits well beyond the country music world, including Tell Me Why and No One Else on Earth. Rolling Stone magazine called the five-time Grammy winner the greatest female country singer since Patsy Cline. Tickets available at LAPhil.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Live Nation, presenting Justin Timberlake's Forget Tomorrow World Tour at the Honda Center in Anaheim on January 18th. Tickets for Justin Timberlake at the Honda Center are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Justin Timberlake, the Honda Center, January 18th. I'm bringing sexy back.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from La Mirada Theater.
It's a perfect mix of a little sugar, butter, and flour in Waitress, the smash Broadway hit running at La Mirada Theater from September 20th through October 13th. This beautiful romantic musical features music and lyrics by Sarah Bareilles. Waitress, the beautiful Broadway smash romance, where every note is as sweet as pie. Tickets available at LaMiradaTheater.com.
Movies on the Roof is back at Westfield Fashion Square in collaboration with My Valley Pass. This alfresco movie screening of Nacho Libre includes seating on beanbag chairs or deep-seated Adirondack chairs and valley views in an event space on the rooftop of Westfield Fashion Square. All seating is available on a first-come, first-served basis. Movies on the Roof, screening of Nacho Libre, Westfield Fashion Square, September 28th.
Donating your car, truck, RV, or boat supports your favorite programming on the SoCal Sound. Credit your vehicle donation to The Morning Show with Nick and Jed, Middays with Julie Slater, Afternoon Drive Time with Matt Pinfield, or any of the many great weekend shows like The Dylan Hours with Lisa Finney or The Open Road with Gary Calamar. Your gift is tax deductible. It's a win-win that takes just a couple of minutes to get started. We take care of the paperwork, and the pickup is always free. Go to thesocalsound.org/support or call 877-527-6123.
Southern California's new music experience, the SoCal Sound.
Circles all the time.
is the South London trio known as Goat Girl. Do you dig that one?
I do. I like goats and I like
girls.
Girls.
That's the song Ride Around. The album is Below the Waist, W-A-S-T-E. And we're going to be doing an album dive into that record. It's got a nice little retro 90s vibe to it a bit.
Oh, nice.
And the whole album's really nice. So we're going to dig into that every weekday next week, just after 12 noon, our 88.5 album dive. So the National, they decided to record their show over the summer in Rome. You know, Hillary from the station absolutely loves them.
Hills.
She, the hills have eyes.
Yeah.
She was in Italy. She's obsessed with the National. She went to Milan to see them. But I actually feel a little bad for her because they recorded their show in Rome instead.
Oh,
so
my.
So it's probably like one day off. Anyway, there's this whole live album that's coming out called Rome. So I thought we'd play a live track. Why don't you introduce this one?
Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, and they're coming, the National, coming to the Hollywood Bowl. That show coming up in like a week and a half, October 7th, a Monday night. Not the greatest night. By the way, guys, if anyone from the National is listening, Monday night's not the greatest night for a show. But go ahead.
It's not, especially at the Hollywood Bowl. Okay, this song is called Lemon World, and it's live in Rome by the National on 88.5. The SoCal Sound.
Wow, you could be a DJ.
I am.
Living in a lemon world, I wanna sit in a Are you sleeping gently, Patty dear? Your boy stepped out for cigarettes and beer. Here's a heart was built to last, stranded on an overpass. Are you sleeping gently, Addie dear?
Love playing that song this time of year. That is Happy Talk Band. I believe they're from New Orleans, and the song is Not Accidental. And I guess I must have caught that song when we were going to New Orleans around Halloween, and it just gives you, they talk about the voodoo shop.
Yeah.
It gives you great vibes because we're all about October on the way and Halloween times.
That is correct.
We're going to a Halloween event tomorrow night. We were supposed to go tonight, but we got booted from the special VIP party. But we're going to Knights of the Jack 2024. It's supposed to be super fun, just a Halloween theme thing. Did I say it was in Calabasas?
You did not.
Oh, I don't remember. This is a great, yeah, Calabasas, yep.
Yeah.
And it opened tonight, actually.
Oh, cool.
So it's something where you can walk through. There's like a trail. There's supposed to be drinks and everything available. We're going to see. We'll give you a report next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to play this on Friday and a Friday because you haven't actually spun this one yet.
Whoa.
We are huge fans of Bon Iver. Yep. And by the way, I just heard Justin Vernon say Bon Iver. Remember a long time ago we heard someone on the radio go, Bon Iver, that's Bon Iver.
We clown them so hard, but we do it with love, of course.
It was years and years ago. If it was anyone on this station, I forgive you and forgive me for saying that. Anyway, this is a new song. It's so great. I'm so happy. It's Space Side. Woo. It's brand new Bon Iver. It's Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I know now that I can't make good how I wish I could go back and put me where you stood. Nothing's really something now, the whole thing's soot. Serves to suffer, make a hole in my foot, and I hope you look as I fill my book. Oh, what a waste of wood. Nothing's really happened like I thought it would. Such a violent spree. But maybe you can still make a man from me here on Space Side Key with what's left of me as you live and breathe. I really know now what had hold on me. I
realize that you have the most beautiful face. Do you realize we're floating in space? Do you realize happiness makes you cry? Do you realize everyone you know someday will die? Instead of saying, your goodbyes, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. And you realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion of my world spinning around. Do you realize do you realize that everyone you know someday will die? Instead of saying all your goodbyes, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. And you realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning around. Do you realize that you have the most beautiful face? Do you realize?
Oh, Willie covering the Flaming Lips. Do you realize? That was really nice.
It is. It was.
It was. Jason Friday, it was. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
So last night we were cool kids. We went to the Hollywood Palladium. Didn't they used to just call it the Palladium? Why do we call it the Hollywood Palladium? Is there another one?
I don't know. I've never called it the Hollywood Palladium.
That's what it's called.
Never called it that. And guess what? I was born here.
Oh, you were born this way. Is that Lady Gaga? Is that a record?
That's right. We should have played that.
So we went to see Fontaine's D.C., also the opening band, Ben